Car Free Radio. It's Friday evening now, Friday the 20th, I believe. We're here at Market. It's Car Free Brad, as always, on carfreebrad.com, hanging here at Market in Boston. This week, we're on location. Once again, like I said, we're going to try and do bikes and beers on Friday afternoons, Friday evenings with special guest hosts. As long as I can get my friends to keep agreeing to come on, we're going to keep having these things. It's kind of how it works. So if you're interested in coming on and you actually listen, check us out, or check me out, I should say, at carfreebrad.com or at carfreebrad on Twitter. We're sitting here at Market down on Broad Street with Michael Hughes. He's a good buddy of mine for a long time, and he's the founding city manager of TaskRabbit. As promised last week, we decided to sit down with him, do some beers, do some bike talk. And we're going to get right into that in just 1 second. All right, Friday evening, Car Free Radio with your host, Car Free Brad. I'm here with Mike Hughes from TaskRabbit. We're going to get started. Before we get into the bikes and beers segment, I figure we should get the logistical stuff out of the way as quick as possible so we can get back to our pints of Guinness. Again, don't have an official beer sponsor as of yet. Still shopping that deal around. All my deals so far have fallen through because they said something along the lines of you need to have more than three listeners. But we're growing. We're growing here at Car Free Radio. So I'm going to hand it over to Mike for a quick second. As the founding city manager of TaskRabbit, can you just tell people a little bit about TaskRabbit, what it is, what you do, you know, the situation?
Brad, very excited to be here. Appreciate it. The Guinness is tasty. The weather's cold, but the Guinness is keeping us nice and warm. Let's see. So, yeah, I am the city manager here in Boston. One other colleague. We kind of split the responsibilities. Jen Smith is her name. Jen and I, TaskRabbit basically, a short spiel here, is it's an online and mobile marketplace connecting busy people with other reliable, awesome people right in their neighborhood to help them get their tasks, to-dos, errands, whatever you need done, done. So the beauty of it is that really anything at all. I mean, from pick up my dry cleaning to deliver my groceries to prank a coworker in a gorilla suit. We had that one today, or this week, I should say. Pretty awesome. You basically post a task online or on our iPhone app. Android is coming soon, so stay tuned. And people bid on the task. So it's sort of like an eBay for services. You're going to see all those bids. You pick the person you want to work with. They do it. That's it. And then no exchange of money at all. It's all through the site or through the app. Pretty fun, pretty interesting. We're all busy, so it's exciting.
Very nice. I think that pretty much sums up TaskRabbit. So definitely check it out, TaskRabbit.com. Get the app, all that good jazz. If you want to prank a coworker and need a gorilla to do so, TaskRabbit is your site. Maybe a chicken, anything you want, really. But one of the things that really intrigued me, and I'm really excited to have Mike on Car Free Radio here, he's a fellow Car Free person. He lives the Car Free lifestyle. I think I asked our guest last week, I asked him about the difference between Car Free in Worcester and Car Free in where he was from before, Quincy. But this week it's a little bit different because Mike now lives in Boston, works here, obviously, we just discussed. But prior, he was in San Francisco, which, as I understand, is relatively bike-friendly. They accept the bike culture and the car-free living. So I wasn't sure. I just wanted to get Mike's opinion on the difference in the car-free cultures between Boston and San Francisco that you've seen, and maybe just talk a little bit about your car-free experience.
Yeah, let's see. San Francisco, I guess, I mean, it very friendly bike culture. I think the main difference is it's sort of been more established there for a long time. Boston... It's funny, I work for a startup. The startup culture here in Boston has just sort of, you know, gotten off the ground, I'd say, the last year or 2 years. Very new. Really cool ecosystem, and sort of the same thing with bikes, I would say. We have Menino behind it now. We have the city behind it. We have Hubway here. I went to grad school here at BU a few years ago. No Hubway existed. There was no bike lanes on Comm Ave. Yeah, I shouldn't say that. I think there were towards the end. I don't remember much because I was studying. I was studying hard, doing cases. But yeah, I mean, really, I think it's changing here in Boston. It's good. They're both small cities. They're both very navigable on bikes or foot. And it's nice to see sort of all the infrastructure they're putting in for bikes. I think Hubway has made an amazing addition to the city. San Francisco could really, you know, they have those hills. It's tough. Tough to rent a bike and ride up a hill. I'll tell you that much. But yeah, I mean, the other thing I would say is that, you know, I've been a longtime Zipcar member. Zipcar is the ultimate car-free friend. You know, I will say I'm 32 years old right now. I'm going to drink a bit there because it makes me feel old. But yeah, I mean, Zipcar is perfect. When I need a quick trip to the grocery store, I don't know, take it away for the weekend, day trip, something like that. It's the ultimate way to, I mean, everything's included. People don't realize that. Insurance, gas, tolls, everything's included in that hourly rate. And if you really think about it, it's just the most cost-effective way to get a car when you need it. So between cars and bikes, you don't really need a car. You know, things are different in the Midwest. I understand that, other cities. But if you're living in Boston, living in San Francisco, not much of a need. Except the weekend. That's when you steal someone's car.
I'm loving the Zipcar love, and I'm a huge fan of Zipcar myself. You know, Car-Free Brad actually had an incident a couple weeks ago, because I realized the weather was changing, and with the recent, I don't want to call it success, but publicity and notoriety of Freight Farms, I realized my schedule was filling up quickly, and there were going to be instances in which I would need a car, and I was like, all right, I'm going to bite the bullet. There's Zipcars on campus at Clark University. I can just hop in the garage, grab one, and do what I have to do without having to worry about train schedules and riding through 6 inches of snow, etc. My Zipcar application was denied. I wrote a whole post about this because initially I was tremendously pissed, and you know, I go through the whole thing, and it was one of those things. Like, I'd been planning on doing it for a while, and finally I was like, all right, I got to put in my application, get all set so that I can do it because I know I'm going to need a Zipcar in probably the next, like, month or two. Put in my app, all that stuff. They check my record. Bam. You have been denied. And so I went through, and it was one of those things, like.
And let me just quickly interject. I've known Brad for a long time. Upstanding citizen. Upstanding citizen. I mean, unblemished record, really. Never done anything wrong, this guy. So I can't imagine why.
Well, that's a great question. It leads us to the why would, you know, the establishment of Zipcar deny my application. Turns out you can't have a major infraction in the past 3 years. So I dug into the list a little bit because they send you an email. It says, you have been denied for one of these reasons. So I did a quick scan of the list, and it was like driving with a suspended license, drunk driving, leaving the scene of an accident, so on and so forth. And then they were like, you can't have two or more minor incidents in the last 2 years. So I looked through the minor incidents. They were all like super minor stuff that I had never done in my whole life. And then I also was like, okay, what seems to be the problem? I looked through the majors. I'm like, yeah, never driven with a suspended license. None of that drunk driving stuff. I've never left the scene of an accident. I always stay. I'm just kidding. That's never been an issue. Turns out, snuck in the bottom of major incidents is if you've gotten a speeding ticket for more than 20 miles an hour over the limit in the past 3 years, it counts as a major. And I was racking my brain because I have trouble remembering what happened 2 weeks ago. Never mind 2 years or 3 years. Mike, I would love to tell you what I was doing 3 years ago, but I won't go into that because my mom might be listening. Turns out, yeah, I got nabbed for going like 21 miles an hour over the speed limit on the Mass Pike at like, it was something like 12:30 at night on like a Tuesday night because I was visiting my brand new girlfriend who lived in Worcester and I was still living in Boston. And I knew I had to get up and go to work at like 6:30 a.m. the next day. And I was just like, I just want to get home. And so I got busted going roughly 21 miles an hour. I'm being dramatic. It was more like 25, but 21 sounds better when the limit's 20. But I only bring that up because it sucks for me. No other reason. So I just want to encourage everyone else, grab a Zipcar, use it, love it, enjoy it. We're going to take a quick break, maybe order another round of Guinness here at Market on Broad Street. It's Car Free Radio every Friday afternoon. I'm with Mike Hughes from TaskRabbit. We're doing beers and bikes. We're going to talk a little bit more and try and figure out why there are girls in tiaras carrying balloons running around the bar here at Market. Car Free Radio, Friday afternoon, carfreebrad.com. Car Free Radio, it's Friday afternoon. It's not even Friday afternoon anymore. Sorry about that. It's Friday evening. Work has been done for a while now, I hope. It's right around 6:30 when we're recording this, so I have no idea when I'm actually going to get it up. You might be listening to this Saturday afternoon, the way things are going. But I'm here with Mike Hughes from TaskRabbit. And right now, he's not representing TaskRabbit. We've done that part. Now he's just representing himself. We want to make that clear that all comments that are now made are the personal comments of Mike Hughes and Car Free Brad. No businesses are affiliated with said comments from now on. And we're here at Market drinking Guinness, having a good evening, if you will. And we will. But one of the things, Mike and I have been on a few adventures.
Sorry, Brad, to interrupt. I wanted to quickly ask about your, I heard you got a little accident the other day. I'd like to, I don't know if you had that plan, but I kind of want to hear more. You didn't really give me the details. Let's hear it.
All right, so the infamous first crash, as it was documented on the blog, and which drove my mother completely insane. Anyway, so I don't want to call it the edited version because it's what actually happened. I mean, I think the post summed it up more or less what was going down. There's this one street in Worcester, Main Street, where you can get anything. Yeah. So it's the main drag, you know, it's the kind of place like, you know, when you drive down it at night, you want to make sure you keep going. You don't really want to stop for anything most of the time, but they've done some good things to clean it up. I'll give them credit there. A lot of police presence. So how it went is I was going down Main Street having just a regular commute, ready to get home. And I noticed a car that loved, you know, I try to be very aware. The car was one of those cars that was riding very close to the parked cars where, like, there was barely room for someone to walk, never mind a bike. So I was like, all right, keep an eye on that guy. Normally, you don't end up traveling all of Main Street with the same car. Blah, blah, blah. I keep riding, maybe another half mile, three quarters down. At this point, he's way up, and I'm starting to catch up because everyone stopped at a red light. I start to pull up. I see that the light is about to turn green. This guy is trying to get into what would be the right lane to make a right turn. You know how, like, there'll be cars parked on the right side, and then there's no parking, and then it turns into a right turn lane. So this guy's in the awkward spot of he really wants to get into that right lane, but there's a car parked in that last parking spot. So he's halfway in, halfway out. And so I see, all right, lights turn green. He's gonna go into the right lane, and he wants to turn right. Perfect. At this point, like, it's wet out. It's a downhill. I'm kind of bombing down this hill. Maybe, you know, not going too fast, probably like 15, 20 miles an hour. And I'm ripping towards him. Light's green. I'm seeing he's going to start to inch forward, and I realize, all right, I'll be fine as long as he doesn't stop mid lane change or has taken some ridiculous angle, like almost like turning at a right angle to get into the lane. I'm like, as long as he hasn't done either of those two things, I'm fine. He'll zip into the lane. I'll keep going like I do probably 5 or 6 times in a 1 mile commute, you know? And so I'd say I do it 10 times each commute. Problem was, he did both. Took a crazy angle and stopped mid lane change. So I realize at this point I can't stop. I'm just shy of where I could stop. There's a small opening where I could maneuver through. If he stopped, I can squeeze through. So I'm like, all right, I'm concentrating on his car because that's the major barrier. As I approach, I realize, oh, I got this. There's enough room. I've made tighter fits. So I go for it. Didn't quite pay attention to the rear view mirror of the parked car. Out of nowhere, I am literally ass over tea kettle. I go up over the side, like over the handlebars, but to the side, land on the shoulder, bounce on my hip, start to slide, push myself up, and then put my shoulder into the car so I don't slide under it. Stop, pop back up like a goddamn gymnast, pretty much saying, he's okay. It's okay. He's all right. Look around. My bike is over there. My foot's under my bike. I'm a mess. So first thing I do, grab all my crap, go to the sidewalk, start doing an inventory. Anything broken, everything attached. All my goods are still in place. Did I break my computer that's strapped to my back? No, I think it's okay. And so I'm taking inventory of my person and everything in my bike. The best part about the whole experience was looking back at the parked car and seeing the guy that was sitting in the driver's seat's face. I know the answer to this question. Who was more scared, him or me? By far him. Can you imagine sitting there? You're parked in a car in a shady neighborhood. I don't know what he was there doing, but he wanted no attention drawn to himself whatsoever. I look over, and he's sitting there, and he looked like, quite literally, had just seen a ghost. Because can you imagine? You're sitting in your car. It's like a cold winter night, dead silence. Maybe you got a little reggae tone on the radio. I don't know. Whatever you're into. And then, wham! Some dude comes hurtling and just pummels your rearview mirror. So much so, at like 20 miles an hour, so much so that you have no idea what just happened. You're like, is it a gunshot? Did I get hit by a car? What is going on? And then you see some dude in a giant white jacket pop up in front of your car in booties and tattered rubber pants, holding like half a bike and a bag and being like, I'm okay. I'm okay. So the look on his face, I actually had to go over and check and make sure he was okay. And when I got there, he was absolutely in shock. The only thing he could utter was, I'm good. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm fine. And I was like, you sure you're okay, sir? Are you all right? And I chose to ignore when I took a quick glance at his rearview mirror, because that's really why I went over at first, was to see what kind of damage I did. And I got to say, I still got it. I laid into that thing pretty good. Let's just say he was not seeing out of that rearview mirror again for at least 24 hours. And I think the mechanic may have wanted to keep it overnight. But so that's my crash. Yeah, moral of the story, everyone else, tuck in your rearview mirror. That's what it's all about. But back to Hubway. Because as we talk about, we go from crashes to Hubway. A good segue is something that Mike actually brought to my attention. Because we've had some Hubway adventures around the city of Boston, and the expansion of Hubway has been great. I love to see it. Everybody who knows me knows I'm a huge proponent of Hubway. But apparently a crew of kids from MIT developed some sort of vending machine to alleviate one of the major issues, which is helmets and Hubway. So I know Mike knows a little bit about like what Hubway is trying to do, and I don't know if he knows more about this MIT venture, but I figured I'd ask him about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a whole lot, but I don't know a whole lot, Brad. Brad, I don't know a whole lot. Leave it to MIT, right? So Brad and I were actually riding our Hubway bikes a few weeks ago. Great way to get around town. Highly recommend. We might have been bar hopping. That's fine, you know. Just like driving, you know, legal limit. We only had a couple beers. We were fine. We're safe. We watch out. But to be honest, I'm going to tell you right now, we didn't have helmets on. And we kind of felt weird about it. I mean, both of us, you know, I wear a helmet if I can when I ride my bike. Hubway is a great thing, but it was pretty obvious. Brad and I thought we were genius that night. You know, we looked at each other and said, wow, it'd be really great to have a sort of like, you know, on-demand, you know, bike dispenser by these Hubway bikes. You know, literally like 2 days later, and yes, that is the right use of the word literally. 2 days later, I think I saw it on Bost Innovation. Check that out if you haven't. All the good happenings around Boston. MIT, of course. A bunch of guys got together and created this, literally a vending machine that dispenses helmets. So you go get your Hubway bike, and next to that, pretty soon, hopefully, there'll be this big contraption that you press a button and boom, helmet, bike, and you're off. Kind of a great idea. And wish I had thought of it. Oh, wait, I did. Wish I could have created it. I didn't go to MIT. But yeah, great idea. We're looking forward to it. So, you know, have to give that a try.
I love it. Isn't that always the way it goes? Wish I had thought of it. Oh, wait, I did. Kind of the crux of the whole issue with the innovation, startup, whatnot. And one of the, you know, I want to make sure I solicit to the seven people that are now listening. Because, yes, our audience has probably quadrupled since the beginning of this when there were, you know, one or two people listening before. Make sure you hit us up at carfreebrad.com or on Twitter at carfreebrad. It's all pretty much the same. Because we want to know what you want to hear about. And one of the things I know Mike and I have been batting around the idea, not so much me, I think this is more Mike's brainchild again, the idea of, you know, what do people want to hear on the radio? I feel like the city of Boston, you know, it's my hometown. It's, you know, born and raised, did my undergrad here, doing my grad not too far away. Had some opportunities to leave. And you know what? Sometimes those opportunities just aren't good enough. And I think one of the most exciting things we've talked about is just the change in the city over the last few years. I mean, Mike hinted to it that the startup scene, the ecosystem here versus even 2-3 years ago. I mean, I'm not making a direct comparison, but I think you hinted at it. There is a direct comparison between the bike-friendly culture of the city and its innovative startup ecology. And I mean, I guess the question is, you know, we want to know what you guys want to hear. Let us know. You know, you can hit up what's Mike's going to let you know his thoughts on the whole scene and how to get in touch with him because, you know, he's tapped into a whole lot of areas that I can't have access to yet. I'm not privy to that. I'm not part of the family. So he's going to speak on that, let you know how to get in touch with him and let us know your thoughts. You know, we want followers and we want feedback. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, let's see. At Carfree Brad. I mean, I can't stress that enough. At Carfree Brad, you know. This is a man doing things in Boston. I mean, yeah, it really is amazing. So, let's see. 1 minute story. I grew up in Boston, outside of Boston, in Needham. You need him, we got him. With Brad here. We went to nursery school together, actually. Just wanted to get that on the record. Known him for a long time, and I lived in San Francisco for a long time after college. And then I ended up back here at grad school, School of Management at BU. Great school, had a great time there. 2 years. Did that 2008 to 2010. So do the math. I mean, 2010 was not long ago. Let's see, 2012, that was 2 years ago. Yeah. 2 years ago. Not even, really. It'll be May, it'll be 2 years. And I went back to San Francisco after that for about a year because I was interested in the startup scene. There was a startup scene in Boston, but it just really didn't quite – there wasn't that cohesion. There wasn't that sort of community. A lot of guys out there brought that out, and I ended up back here with TaskRabbit, kind of a random scenario. TaskRabbit started here in Charlestown, but now is based in San Francisco. But, you know, I had the opportunity to come back and kind of take over the show in Boston, and – it's been really great to see. Boston has evolved quite a bit. That is in no small part to a lot of great people. I won't even bother listing them all, but whole great group of people. Things like Dart Boston and, you know, Mass Challenge. And it's just incredible, the scene. Ruby Riot coming up in February. Check that out. Whole great group of people that really are just all about, you know, introducing other people and getting, you know, there's no reason Boston can't be a great, great place to start a business. And I think people are making that happen. So you can get in touch with me at Carfree Brad. Oh, no, it's not at Carfree Brad. I'm on the Twitter. I'm on the Tweeter. The tweet. You can check out, I mean, again, not soliciting TaskRabbit, but if you want to check us out, at TaskRabbit or at TaskRabbitBOS. That's our local Boston handle. And you can hit me up at MHHughes8. Not as smooth as that Carfree Brad, is it? But it's MHHughes8. And happy to chat.
All right, this is super exciting. We got Carfree Radio here. We're at Market. All right, we have, what are we dealing with here? It looks like three olives. Okay, can you guys introduce yourselves?
My name's Amanda. I'm Naveen.
Amanda and Aveen are going to hook us up with cake-flavored three olives. Oh! This is so exciting. So we've got specialty shots of, what was it, chocolate cake? Chocolate cake flavored three olive shots. I don't know if I can. You know, Mike made a great observation. I really should describe what is being worn by this tremendous team that just gave us shots, and I love them for it. They appear to be dressed as cakes. Am I correct? All right. So the cakes with tiaras and balloons. But I'm trying to, I feel like I'm not grasping. You can't, ooh, it's one of those, how do you describe it? Imagine like a skirt, but like one of those like hoop skirts, but not a hoop skirt. It's like it's shorter than a hoop skirt, but it looks like a cake. And then like a three olives tank top, but like one sleeve? One shoulder tank top, me and my fashion. And very nice tiaras, and then a trio of balloons above the tray of chocolate cake shots. I think I grasped it there. I think I got it. I think I nailed it. Nailed it pretty good. So we're going to go ahead and take these three olives chocolate cake shots here at Market. It's Carfree Radio here every Friday, sometimes afternoon. This week, Friday evening at Market with Mike Hughes from TaskRabbit. We're going to take these shots and just have a good time. We'll be back in just a little bit. Carfree Radio here, Friday evening. It's Friday evening here at Market on Broad Street in Boston. We're live on location doing bikes and beers with Mike Hughes from TaskRabbit, the city manager of TaskRabbit, and an old friend of mine. As he mentioned earlier, we went to nursery school together, which is a strange fact. I don't remember much of it, but then again, nursery school is a lot like high school. Don't remember a lot of it, and I'm sure we hung out then too. Anywho, we're here at Market having a great evening. Just wanted to wrap it up. And really, I figure, you know what, final question. It's a kind of a big weekend coming up here in Boston. We've got the Patriots game on Sunday. And I figure, you know what, let's go off bikes and beers. Go to another man that I think has been seen riding bikes, but also wears Uggs and is married to a smoking hot chick, my man Tom Brady. I say that like I know him, but you know, he would never acknowledge me in a million years. Anyway, I'm going to ask Mike. I'm going to go right on, have him go out on a limb and go predictions for the game on Sunday. Top of the head. I didn't warn him about this. Predictions for the game, and then what are you doing for the game? Ready, go.
Oh wow, let's see. Well, let me first clarify that. My girlfriend is actually born and raised in San Francisco, so not relevant this week for the Patriots matchup, but kind of hoping for a SF New England Super Bowl. Would be kind of interesting. Just wanted to get that in there. But that's right. That's right. Should be fun. Let's see. We're up against a good defense. I mean, Brady's on fire. The Gronky. Can't stop that guy. I think it's going to be a big points game, believe it or not. I think the Ravens, I mean, the defense is incredible, but I'm just going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say I'm going 28-21, Patriots. Yep. Bigger scoring game than most predict, I think, but I'm going to say it, 28-21. We'd love another beer. Thank you. And what am I doing? Well, as you know, I'm a loser now, Brad. So let's see. No, I don't know. Probably getting together with some buddies. I live out in Cambridge these days, so maybe out that way. I did last week with my dad out in Needham, actually. It was a good time. Little Needham reunion. He's got a big, like, 60-inch screen. He's been pulling for me to come out there, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, two big games on Sunday. We got the Giants. Woo, Giants. Easy. 49ers, I meant. The 49ers game and the Pats. So, looking forward to both. Football from 3 to, who knows, 10? Should be fun. What do you got? What do you got for a score?
Oh, trying to predict scores. I've never been good at this, mostly because I've never actually done it before. You would never know in my history. I did work in sports radio for a number of years there at a very prestigious station that I actually don't listen to anymore, ironically enough. All right, predictions for Sunday's game. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go with a 17-13 Patriots win. Because honestly, predicting the Pats don't win, that's like betting the under on any game. One of my old roommates used to say betting the under is un-American. Because who wants to ever bet the under? I mean, I'm hoping for, you know, some sort of 49-45 win. That would be sweet. So we got one more plug coming at you.
So I did fail to mention, the Gronkowski craze obviously is all over, but I got to get this in. So my grandmother, rest in peace. This is going to make sense, I swear. I want to say she died about, 4 years ago now. Something like that. I'm bad with time, but a few years ago. Amazing lady. She was 97, I believe, when she died. Been through a lot. Born in 1908. Just think about that. She was born in 1908 and died in, I don't know, the 21st century. So, pretty crazy. Her name, long, long story. We always called her. I always called her. I always knew her as Gronky. I'm not making this up. Gronkie. Gronky. I've always known her as Gronky. That was my grandmother, Gronky. So, the minute Gronk became the most popular thing in Boston, you have no idea how excited my extended family is. So, just one more reason to root for the Brady Bunch. Just wanted to get that in there. So, go Gronk.
Oh, gotta love that. Hello? There we go. Mike got cut out for a second. It happens. That's what happens. It's it's the way Bikes and Beers goes sometimes. Oh, we'll go ahead and edit that out. Nice! So, it's good to see that. Yeah, playing with house money here at Market on a Friday evening. Oh, the beauty of the edit. Like it matters, it's internet radio. You can say whatever you want. I didn't want to say what I could do. Because, anyway. So we're here at Market. It's Car Free Radio, another episode in the can. Not quite out on the waves yet, mostly because I have to edit that last part down and publish it to the interwebs and all that nonsense, which I was actually surprised at how difficult it is. I had assumed that somebody would have created an app that made it super simple to get from whatever software you're using into a file and then just bang, put it on your blog. Not as easy as you would think. Maybe I'm just using the wrong software. That's probably it. We'll explore that more. And once again, if you want to hit us up, it's at CarFreeBrad on the Twitter or CarFreeBrad.com. Check me out. We're having some good times. We're going to do this. I try every Friday because any excuse to get out early or at this point just regular time and have beers with some good people and discuss bikes, beers, and everything else under the sun, I'll do it. That's what Car Free Radio is all about. And to be honest, that's what Car Free Brad's all about a lot of the time as well. So check me out, carfreebrad.com, and we will check in with you next week, next Friday, and depending on when I post things, next Saturday. It's Car Free Radio, carfreebrad.com. Special thanks to Mike Hughes from TaskRabbit for coming out and sharing some of that wisdom and some very special Gronky stories. May you rest in peace. See you next week.